From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence and spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians. This includes video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif. Secretary Kerry in Amman, Jordan.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif. This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency, and that could really be a game changer in discouraging anybody from disturbing the sanctity of this holy site.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he welcomes cooperation to secure the area.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security. We welcome increased coordination between the Israeli authorities and the Jordanian Waqf, including to ensure that visitors and worshipers demonstrate restraint and respect for the sanctity of the area.
The Jordanian foreign minister said the issues are complex, but that the parties involved could overcome what may be perceived as insurmountable difficulties. On Saturday, Israeli police killed a Palestinian man who allegedly had attempted to stab a security official at a crossing point between Israel and the West Bank. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News. Russia has expressed its support for elections in Syria and says it's ready to help Western-backed Free Syrian Army rebels. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated that his government will take firm action to move that process forward. He did not, however, give specific details about how there could be a transition from years of civil war towards a political settlement. The Western-backed Syrian rebels rejected Moscow's idea of elections, which they suspect as a strategy for keeping President Bashar al-Assad in power. In Ivory Coast, more than 6 million voters are expected to take part Sunday in the first round of the presidential election. As campaigning ended on Friday, another candidate pulled out of the race, claiming conditions are unfair for anyone challenging President Alassane Ouattara. Emily Yeob reports for VOA from Abidjan.
Six contestants are now left trying to thwart incumbent President Alassane Ouattara's bid for a second term. Sunday's vote is seen as an important test for the country following post-election violence 5 years ago that left at least 3,000 people dead. Here in Abidjan, the commercial capital, the State Electoral Commission has erected giant billboards exhorting everyone to vote. Some opposition candidates do not believe the elections will be free and fair. Former Prime Minister Charles Konan Bani pulled out of the race on Friday.
Les élections présidentielles qui sont censées.
He says the presidential election was tarnished by irregularities even before the first vote could be cast, and that this unfair process is what prompted him to withdraw. Results of Sunday's ballot are expected within 48 hours. Emily Yop for VOA News in Abidjan.
Police in Montenegro's capital, Podgorica, fired tear gas on Saturday night to disperse several thousand people demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister, Milo Djokovic, the third such clash in a week. The interior minister told reporters that 15 police officers and 14 protesters were injured in the clash and that an opposition leader who's a member of parliament and who was among the organizers of the protest was detained. Protesters are demanding free and fair elections organized by a transitional government in place of Djokovic, who's been in power since 1990. Pope Francis appeared on Saturday to criticize ultra-conservatives after bishops ended a three-week gathering that softened the church's doctrine on divorcees but maintained strict line towards homosexuals. The 94-article document indicated that the assembly had decided to avoid overtly controversial language and seek consensus in order to avoid a deadlock, leaving it up to the Pope to settle most of the details. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.